Welcome to the Ritual House Podcast, a show about the rituals we practice, the new ones we create, and the many ways rituals help us live deeper, more meaningful, and more connected lives. I'm your host, Tova Leibovic Douglas, and allow me to be the first one to say, welcome home. Hi, folks. The Ritual House. This has been such a fun season to record with all of you. I have learned so much from my guests who have just brought themselves, which is exactly what we're wanting for the Ritual House, is for people to really be more themselves and to bring themselves, spiritually speaking, ritualistically speaking, and help sort of teach all of us to think about rituals in all the ways. I love that some of the guests are really tied and tethered to a particular religious tradition. Some of them are actual religious leaders. Some of the guests are not tethered or tied to any specific religious tradition. And in fact, maybe even push against that. I love that we have had guests on that are disrupting the way in which we do rituals in religious settings. I love that we have had guests that think of rituals in their therapeutic spaces, that we have guests that have really been thinking about how to make ritual part of people's lives on an everyday basis, meaning in their homes. What are the home-based rituals that can really help us? I love that we have had artists. I love that we have had moments to create stillness. I love that there's been exploration on, like, what does it mean for us to explore radical theologies regarding religion and spirituality? How do we do so? The people that I have had on are really grappling with what I'm grappling with, which is finding ways to unearth the spiritual nature that is inside all of us, and that rituals are an excellent portal to do so. I just have so much gratitude for the guests, and I just want to read their episode and their name. And I invite you to listen to these episode titles and names and see which one of them really resonates. If you haven't listened to all the episodes, to go back and actually listen to one that's feeling like it's for you. We started the Ritual House podcast December 1st, When It's Too Hard to Do Ritual, with Mustafa Zeno. The Call to Ritual with Faith, with Dr. Najuma Smith. Mazel Tov, Ritual, It's in the Stars, Danielle Beinstein. Sound Bath as the New Church plus Ritual, with Brendan Henderson. Home-based DIY Ritual, It's for You, It's for Us, Kathleen Donahoe. A Whole New World with Ritual, Casper Ter Kyle. The Daily Ritual, Abigail Retsminski. Have We Hit Rock Bottom? Our Collective Spiritual Crisis and Need for Ritual. That's one of the solo episodes. Ritual to Witness That Sea Is Always Holding You, Analia Saban. The Creative Rhythm of Ritual, Minquel Ramon. Shifting Our Identities and Finding the Ritual, Elad Neharai. The End of the World as We Know It and the Godliness Within Us, with Ron Zohar. Moving Through Ritual Towards the Era of the Child, with Reverend Brianna Lynn. Judaism and the Original Hippies with Ritual, Neely Salem. A Spiritual Revolution plus Ritual of Building a Movement, Alone Lee Green. Creating Space for the Both and Through Ritual with me. The Ritual of Cultivating That Stillness with Paige Appel. Talmud, It's a Ritual, Rabbi Igael Gurin Malou. Creating Space with Ritual with Dr. Lori Bondino. And Can We Cut an Ancient Ritual, with Eliyahu Unger Sargon. Each one of these unique holy souls and guests, I think, have enlightened all of us to really think about each of these different topics in different ways. And these guests are really helping me think through these things and helping all of us think through these things. And my hope is helping create what I hope and plan for this to be, the ritual revolution. And I'm just infinitely grateful for them being part of season one. And we have so many amazing guests lined up for season two. So I'm just crazy excited to continue this beautiful project. I think this is like a perfect time to like conclude season one, because it's Passover, meaning I'm in the throes of, I don't know, I'm like the procrastinator queen. So I'm in the throes of avoiding cleaning my kitchen to prepare for this ancient holiday of Passover. I have this pit in my stomach that's like, ugh, do I have to do it? That's the feeling I have. I know some of you out there are already like totally cleaned and into it. I am a last minute cleaner. Always have been. I find doing it at the end and doing it really intensely, it makes it better for me than cleaning for a week. So I have been thinking a lot about Passover this year because I think this year, while Passover is a holiday that always ignites important, profound questions that we get to do through a ritual, dipping things in salt water, asking particular questions, saying particular blessings, drinking wine. There are so many elements that are part of the Seder that allow for us to see, like to really land and root ourselves in a really ancient ritual that is a collective one that has been going on. And what I love about the Seder, certain ritualistic spaces within Judaism, they have the container and the structure that are in place. It's just like a framework. Like the Seder has a framework and an order. It literally means order, to organize. So there's like the structure. And while of course you can do it exactly the way it says in the Haggadah, which is like the booklet in which we utilize the Seder, there is an opening for us to go outside of that. That it's like just this container with order. It's kind of like, for me, the best thing ever as a Virgo. I just love things organized and orderly, but I've got like a lot of creativity in my chart. So for me, the like best blend of life is when there's like order and structure and it feels like there's a place for everything, but there's an opening for independence and creative thinking to happen. To me, that's like the magic of ritual, when there's a container, but then you don't know what's going to happen. And that's what I love about facilitating ritual. It's like, I never know what's going to happen. I was just facilitating a soul mapping this week. I had no idea what was going to happen. Like, I have the framework and the guide that I'm working from, but I don't know what's going to happen that evening. And that is so powerful. That makes us feel alive. That makes us feel connected. That makes us feel like there is a freedom that exists when we create structures and containers for us to access something. The Seder, I think, is the ultimate formula for this, which is, here's the order. Here's what we've been doing for thousands of years. Try it on. Except you're in 2024 and you're sitting at a Seder, as you are, as a human being living through this time, which means whatever is happening on the earth, in the energy field, in our own personal lives, that is going to shift how the Seder goes. It's going to shift the conversation at the table. It's going to shift our own views of ourselves within it. And I think there's something very powerful in that. The mystics, the Kabbalists, the Hasidic lineages really explored a lot of these beautiful topics in deep ways. One piece I'll share is chametz. Chametz is, right, the leavened bread products, those bread products that we're trying to clean out, the ones that I just said I'm waiting till the last minute to clean out. But really, what chametz is, what most of the sages who are mystically connected say, the chametz is actually the pieces of ourselves that we need to explore. You can clean your own pantry with all the literal chametz, the literal bread products that you need to get rid of. But what are you cleaning out of your personal pantry? What is the inner chametz of your life that needs to be cleaned out? What are the patterns that are self-destructive? What are the blocks that block you from being you? Your liberated self. It means nothing if you clean out the chametz, but you do zero introspection. What we're here to do is to have these ancient rituals actually be significant to us. So that is the question. And I invite you to really explore this, whether it's at your Seder or your own inner workings. What is the chametz that's in my personal pantry, in my inner world, in my soul? Like, what is getting in the way? And a ritual for you, if you'd like, is to actually write those out. And just like we burn the leftover bread products that we do on the last day of Passover, the morning of the Seder, that's what we do traditionally in Judaism, I invite you to safely rip those up and burn them in a safe container and burn those up too. I want to share this like beautiful, beautiful thing that I found on Liberation and Freedom by Rav Kook, who was a rabbi long ago. The difference between a slave and a free person is not merely one of status, that one happens to be enslaved to another. and one is not enslaved. It's possible to find an enlightened slave whose spirit is filled with freedom. And on the contrary, a free person whose spirit is that of a slave. The fundamental character of freedom is the elevated spirit that raises up an individual and the entire nation to be loyal to their inner essence, to the soul's quality of the divine image within. And it is through this quality that one is able to feel that their life is purposeful and their life is worth it with value. This is not the case when one possesses the spirit of servitude. The content of their life and feelings will not shine in their essential soulful quality, but rather according to what is deemed good and proper by another who rules over them through any form of control, be it formally or morally, according to what the other deems proper and good, that what is acquired through the revelation of the Shekhinah, of the divine presence, which we acquired through the single most wondrous event in the universe, that event being, of course, the liberation story when that Red Sea parted, was that it was performed for us at the moment that the blessed God, that divine, redeemed us, redeemed our ancestors from Egypt into eternal liberation. What I love about this idea is each one of us has the possibility of choosing our own freedom, that this holiday is the holiday for personal liberation. And I know there is a lot going on in the world that many of us are thinking about right now, that our hearts are with the people of Gaza, the people in Israel, that our hearts are in the many spaces in the world where there is violence and there is hardship and there is challenge. Some of us might not be feeling very free right now. Maybe we're really in a lot of fear, in a lot of our ancestral trauma and our own personal trauma. We're feeling enslaved to those aspects. It's real. I don't want to minimize any of it. And I also want to invite us to consider the possibility that this is the holiday, not from a space of power or control, right? As Rav Cook said, none of that is good. What is morally correct, what is proper, none of that is good. But from a place of like deep inner knowingness that I am enough, that I matter, that you matter. Stepping into the reality that I and you are a free person in this moment, that we can release our chains, our bondage to something that is holding us back personally and collectively, to get to a place, to a space of personal liberation. I want to argue collective liberation for the world. This is the holiday. This is the story. Yes, it's the Jewish tale of freedom of our ancestors that were once enslaved in Egypt, the Israelites. But it is a story that has been a beacon of hope and light, that beautiful image of the Red Sea parting in front of everyone. Beautiful colors on either side. There's a beautiful midrash about this and how they walked through that sea, noticing the awe, the wonder, the possibility, because that's what it is. It's that big moment that was so tremendous that it's somehow inside of us and we know it and we can tap into it. And it's like that wondrous event that we get to remember together at a Seder table can somehow ignite something in us to clear out that inner chametz that is getting in the way from us actually living and being the liberated souls that we are meant to on this planet. And I don't just mean the Jewish people. I mean all of us with inherent worth and dignity, that this is the task of the moment and that this ritual is the ritual to totally awaken us. Can you imagine if that's what happens? I can't even imagine it, but I want to. I need to. Please, God, we need to. So I wish you a Chag Sameach, a happy Passover, whether you are celebrating or not, whether you are into this holiday or not. The vibration in the atmosphere of liberation is around us and is totally surrounding us. We are primed to collectively take in the message, this important message of this moment. Thank you for being here for season one of The Ritual House. We will be back pretty soon at some point. Can't tell you the date exactly, but It'll happen. So stay tuned, stay subscribed so you can hear all of the new episodes that will be dropping for season two. I invite you to share this season with a friend or two if you liked it. Maybe there's an episode that you think someone that you know would enjoy. Thank you for rating us on Apple and writing a review. It is so helpful. And thank you for journeying with us this season with me. I can't wait to continue the conversation with you. If there are folks that you're excited to hear from, you're welcome to DM me and let me know. I'm totally open to suggestions. I'd also love to see you at an event in Los Angeles or one of our virtual events that we're going to be launching that we're doing regularly, monthly, or you can book a session one-on-one if you're looking for an opportunity to engage with yourself at a deeper level than the average day-to-day life. You sort of want to like tap into the whisper of your soul. I have lots of different opportunities to do so, and I'd love to work with you. Until then, I am wishing you a lot of time that you are co-creating a reality with intention and attention. Sending much love. Take good care. Thank you for listening to the Ritual House podcast. Please be sure to follow the show on whichever platform you are listening to this right now so that you'll never miss an episode. And as we grow the show, we want to hear about the rituals that are meaningful to you. We invite you to share your ritual practices with us. You can DM us at theritual.house on Instagram or find us on our website, www.theritual.house. Also, as a new show, your feedback is really important to us. Please head on over to Apple Podcasts and write us a review. And if you enjoyed this episode, why not share it with a friend? We'll see you back here next week to continue the ritual revolution. In the meantime, I'm wishing you a week filled with intention and attention. Take good care.